I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome to Lead Pub. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, Strong Apollo for Brian Wish. Brian, are you ready to do this?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Let's go. Brian is the co-founder and CEO of Arcbound. He's the host of the One Away Show. He's working with some of the world's leading founders and CEOs and investors to help them align themselves authentically to who they are and create their brands and messages accordingly. Brian, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah, great to be here, George, and excited to dive in. I mean, a little bit about my personal life. I'll start where it gets a little juicy. About 14 and a half months ago, I picked up my bags from the East Coast and sold everything and went to Denver for 2 months, having no idea where I'd end up. Figured I'd work from different cities out west. I was going through some personal things and just kind of find my way. I landed in San Francisco. There was something about it that really spoke to me. I just knew it's a place I needed to explore further. I officially settled here, actually, though, about 2.5 weeks ago. Took me a while to really root. So I dated the city for a while, and I couldn't be more excited for the next chapter and what's ahead. What else do you want to know?
Well, certainly congratulations on that. It's good to find some place where you can set down roots. So tell us about Arcbound and then give us your why.
Yeah, absolutely. Arcbound is a full service platform to help experts in their individual spaces build their thought leadership. There's a lot of service companies out there. There's a lot of people doing different kinds of personal branding. For us, it's really about working with these CEOs and investors and authors or top executives in their space and creating a path, an arc for them around where they want to go and why, and then building that roadmap for them and then helping them get there. That started out of my desire to build my own path and create my own arc in my life. Growing up, it never really fitting into the common mold of things. And I think that always pushed me to try and venture into different industries and find a purpose to who I am much earlier in people's life. But I also have this deeper knowing that, you know, when things were right and things were not. And I just tended to follow that, which, you know, was hard at times, but it all came together through Arcbound, where I was able to package all these experiences from sports and then working in an investment fund and working with an author. And how do you bring all that under one roof to then go support the people that we get to serve? And it's been one of the most incredible 4 years, you know, spans of my life. A lot of hard, a lot of, you know, ups, a lot of downs, but we've come a long way and really believe this is just a start.
I love it. So the opposite of being, knowing my authentic self and then expressing it through every aspect of my life. The opposite would be everything's compartmentalized. My work life is here, my personal life is there. Why is it better to live authentically?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I used to really think of everything as very black and white. So maybe more of the opposite. You know, I did have my work life here. I had my personal life here. Actually, you know, I was in a relationship in my early 20s, or, you know, great person, but, you know, it felt like this whole separate part of my life that I had to, you know, kind of give it in the same way. And then I was trying to figure out the purpose and like really break through with what is now ArcBound, but that wasn't so fully formed in a way. And then, you know, I don't even think I was maybe present to certain things to realize, hey, I wasn't living authentically to who I was, right? So I don't think you just like wake up one day and you're like, yep, I'm gonna like live fairly in alignment to like what makes sense to me. I think you have to go through a lot of different pains and hardships and following that inner voice that creates this discomfort. I'm actually reading a book right now. It's called Sacred Contracts by Carolyn Mice. And it's about following your charismen. It's like CHARISM. And it's about like that divine energy, which is really just like the knowing of like what you should be doing and the messages that come through you. So I think we go down this wrong way for a long time, and something inside of us just doesn't feel right. And we can either keep on that track and it gets worse, or we get out and there's some short-term discomfort for a while, and then you figure out what's right because you know what's wrong. And that's kind of been the journey to figuring out what does feel right. So living in, I think, alignment for me today is just not really focusing on my health and making sure I have the capacity to show up every day for something I believe in. It's about showing up in that environment and doing it well. It's about having more priorities in line of, like, you know, where am I spending time with certain people? What am I doing? You know, how am I investing in my family? What are different areas of my life, and what is true for me today? And I think that gets easier to do the more you know the other way. And I think it takes a lot of introspection and writing and self-discovery and conversations with other people to do that, so you can really live out that path or that arc for yourself. And I think that's where a lot of the beautiful moments in life happen.
I think that's really well said. I've been spending a lot of time thinking about priorities, and maybe it is just a function of that I'm 43 years old and my life has...
You look 30, by the way.
So oh, thanks. Something right. Yeah. So that a lot of time on priorities and what is true. And these are big questions. And I, to your point, I don't think that we just ask them on our own, right? We don't, maybe it's not a natural thing to step back and say, what is really true for me? So engaging in a process like you're talking about, I think is wildly beneficial.
Yeah. I mean, I would say there's a functional way. I used to do it was all functional, right? And it was, I should do this for my workouts. I should call my mom and grandparents this many times. I should take my girlfriend out this many times. I should, you know, it was like this, like it was a very much a head-driven equation. And part of my journey over the last year has really been, a year and a half, has really been about like listening to inside and like what's in the heart. And I think all along I've always followed the heart. I think it's becoming faster and easier to today. And so I'm not as rigid or black and white in those priorities. It's like, you know, I wanted to get into tennis. I just had like something hit me last spring. I go out on a walk at night at like 10 o'clock. I find a tennis court and I like am mesmerized by this Polish instructor. Next thing you know, I'm like taking group clinics like 2 weeks later and like love the sport. So it's just, it feels more natural. And having like general priorities, maybe yours is travel. Or what are you, you know, how are you like fulfilling that? But do you need to be so rigid in that planning of it? I think that's where I used to do it and everything was like in my head versus, okay, what's like my body or my heart want? And then how do I, you know, it's, I heard a quote one time, it's like the heart sets the direction, or the heart is the compass, and then like the brain sets the direction or something like that. So it's like first acknowledging the landscape of what is important and why, and then, okay, then what's the kind of plan or the more functional way to achieve that? And so I think it's evolved and there's more of a blend, if this is making any sense.
It does. What I just wrote down is said, you want to make sure that the dog is wagging the tail, not the tail wagging the dog.
Yeah.
What's most important is what you should be focused on versus the function, which is what you were sort of talking about.
Yeah. You're a good interviewer. You do the same. You sum up my answers really well. I try and do the same because it keeps the conversation on track. So I got to say, good job.
I appreciate it. So,
the number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I imagine when you're dealing with high achieving, successful, driven people who have gone through it and worked hard and built something, that is it hard for them to incorporate this into that business?
Hard for them to incorporate this, like what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So I mean, I think two things. One is they're coming to us, right? You know, when you build a brand like we are with ArcBound, you can't give away what you don't have. So if I'm telling people or sharing with people, hey, here's this journey of this arc that we're going to go to, that we're going to go on together. But if I hadn't done that myself, let's just say at an emotional level, it'd kind of be a bit fragile.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so a lot of people, those people are coming to us in search of that arc that we're taking them down, right? And then we'll functionally bring in the services that enable that journey to happen. So these people are super high achieving and motivated and relentless. It's a, you know, imagine you're serving 40 very high achieving type A people week in and week out. You know, you can't really rest on your laurels. And so they've found a certain direction in their life, but I think they come and they realize, hey, there's something more for me. Or I found what more is for me. I just don't have the time, resources, ability to put it all together myself. Because this isn't easy, like, to just communicate well. You know how it is to put a podcast out, to write a book, to inspire an audience, and they have full-time jobs, and they have families, and or they're running four businesses. You know, they're those kinds of people, which doesn't make them better. It's just they're different. They're different breeds. So if I have been able to really try and build an arc for myself that's true to who I am, well, is our part of our job is to help do that for clients and do the same so they can go do that. And the more times we can do that over and over again with clients, the more successful we'll be because of how we're truly helping them serve their unique purpose. And so that's how I'd answer that.
Nice. So it's a feeling of there's more that I can have. This is great. I'm not dissatisfied. Just feel like there is more, and if I'm able to incorporate that, I'll get closer to serving that unique purpose. I think that I could certainly resonate with that. We talked earlier about thinking about time, who you want to spend time with, family, and that you need to be writing, and it's self-discovery, it's conversations. What does that process look like? How do you engage?
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably going a couple of walks a day, a journal, and I really try and just tune in. Like I try and be aware of like what's going on inside, right? And I think that problems never go away, or those thoughts never stop coming. It's just the part of the human experience, but I think having the awareness of those messages and then kind of tuning into them and having conversations around them, you can, with people maybe who have experienced those things that you're facing, you know, it enables you to, I think, live in a more of an aligned path because you're exploring the things that are important to you so that you can, I think, stand out in your full, you know, expression, which is what we're encouraging our clients to do. And so let's just say, you know, I mean, on like the business front, I mean, for instance, at the beginning of, you know, the business, I knew the why and the purpose. It was so clear. But I just knew that I couldn't get it without a partner, a business partner that could complement my weaknesses. And so I was always looking out. I was having conversations around it. And that person just kind of showed up at a coffee shop, working the right cash register for the 5 years, and was 19 years old at the time. And, you know, that just kind of happened. So I think it's like having that introspection, you kind of know what you want. So when it shows up right in front of you, you know, because I think sometimes if we don't do that in our work first, we're going to miss those moments that present themselves because we're not going to know. And I'm not saying this is perfect. It's going to be perfect every time, and it's that simple, but I think it takes a lot of continual discovery and leaning into maybe what's hard to show you where you need to walk.
I love it. And I was just kind of writing down notes and thoughts, and you have to start the process. You have to be willing to allow things to come in to position yourself for serendipity. If you hadn't been thinking about these things, then you wouldn't have noticed the person that became your business partner. If you hadn't been engaged in introspection, asking these questions, then you just wouldn't be in a spot where you could let it in.
Yeah. Right. And again, there are so many times, you know, I think you can make those decisions quickly, and sometimes they need some time. It's like the pimple, you know? Like, it takes time to pop. You kind of got to let it rise to the surface and act on it. And I think you kind of need to have a pulse on when you're truly ready to make a decision. You might know you need to, but it might take a few months. So there's no right or wrong way to do this. I just think having that awareness and working to build it, I think it becomes easier over time. But again, it's not the easiest thing to do.
Yeah, that's well said. Well, Brian, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage?
Yeah, I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on, it's just Brian with a Y, Wish. Twitter and Instagram, it's just Brian Wish with an underscore. Our website's Arcbound, ARCBOUND. If you want to write an incredible book or have a platform, we're here to serve. We're here to help you get a message out there. So happy to play a role in that journey.
Love it. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Brian your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to arcbound.com, ARCBOUND.com, and find Brian, BRYAN, Wish, on LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram. And I'll link all of those in the notes of the show. Thanks again, Brian.
Thank you.
And until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.